They want the beach nice and sandy and free of everything so they can build big houses on the beach. Absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, I don't think anything is going to change because the Army Corps just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Beach sand pumping. Where's it come from?
Comes from the Army Corps. And, and you know, they signed this 50-year agreement or something to keep the sand on the beach. Well, sand don't stay on the beach.
No.
You just go look at Corson's Inlet right now. You know, the
Great Egg Inlet.
Great Egg, same way.
There's a sandbar halfway across the halfway across. I mean, the low water?
If you pump sand on the beach, and it's a different grain of sand they pump on.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And if you pump that sand, there's nothing to hold the sand. It's going to move.
Yeah.
Water moves sand. And but, you know, I don't
look
know.
At the Absecon Lighthouse. That was built on the water. It's a half a mile from water now, you know.
And our inshore waterways and our inshore bays are choked with sand that they pumped on the beach.
Yeah.
And then we talked about dredging inside the inlets. You know what they'll tell you? You need a 3-year study on the quality of the sand that's inside the inlets.
They don't want to,
it's the same sand.
They don't want to disturb any clams or mussels. I know.
And there's no grass beds. We used to have huge grass beds on inshore waters. No grass beds.
And that's the ultimate concern because that is the nursery for everything out there, our wetlands. That's why we're so fanatical about this.
It's really sad what's going on with the inshore waters and on what they used to be, and the fishing's deteriorating, and
it's a navigational hazard.
Oh yeah, you don't see nearly as many boats traveling on the ICW anymore. Big boats going north and south.
I don't see that many boats out in the ocean either. I swear to God, I don't.
I was down the canal. I counted 11 boats in an hour going out the canal, going south.
Yeah,
you know? These are big boats, and a lot of these boats would have been on the ICW.
Got you covered.
They're coming down in the ocean.
Got a couple of callers on the line. Let me take them as they came up. Alex from Buna, and then we'll go to Rocco. Alex from Buna, what's your point about beach replenishment?
Well, there's a little known science called geomorphology that explains how the land gets its shape, including barrier islands. And what you've got going on today is destroying fishing grounds because the Corps of Engineers and Department of Environmental Protection are trying to restore a barrier island. While on the other hand, you've essentially got residential neighborhoods on those islands. Sand is a living thing. It always moves. You could pump sand for 10 years, and if it's going to move. I mean, just look at the beaches in Wildwood. And it's creating problems because, as the woman said before, they whatever they pull out or they dredge or they pump, they dump it in the back bays where the fish breed, and it upsets everything. And I know someone on the Delaware Bayside that had a piece of property that went back to colonial times that was measured to the high water mark. Well, the high water mark changed, and they needed to move the house back. And it's ridiculous. You're trying to, balance communities and commerce against what nature wants to do. And to me, what they're doing today, in my opinion, is a waste of money, and they're fighting a losing battle. All this sand pumping does not stop sand from moving if it wants to move. I think fishermen are starting to see the results of this kind of manipulation of barrier islands. Their function is not to be vacation home and communities. Their function is actually to protect the mainland. But, you know, they were told these communities in the 1930s by the Corps of Engineers not to allow building their water. And this is for rivers and oceans and bays. And every state and community did the exact opposite. And unfortunately, for everyone concerned, you're seeing the results today.
All right. People in there shaking their head in agreement with you. So, all right, Rocco from Margate.
Wow, Chef. What a great show this morning, as usual. Hey, hi, Bill. Hi, Robin. Hey, listen, Robin, you said something. I came in a little late. I tuned in a little late. What did you say about your old buddy who was a retired Army Corps of Engineers guy? What's the primary duty of the Army Corps of Engineers? Can you say that again, please?
He said, hey, Robin, you know what the job of the Army Corps is? And I said, no, George, what is it? And he said, to find another job. So if you compare what Noel said about the jetties in Absecon Inlet, that's a fabulous Army Corps project. Well worthwhile. The money, however, is being spent, as Alex just said, to decimate the back bays, fill them in, and ruin the nursery for everything that swims.
Well, listen, I look forward to the second hour of Chef on Fishing. I'll be tuning in for the next hour and a half.
Oh, jeez. Who have you been talking to?
We're plotting.
Oh, my goodness.
We end the show every week talking about the next hour.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
We never get it.
Well, you know, as the show comes to a close, everybody gets fired up. They all get warmed up and then go, whoa, what happened? We just started.
Well, it sure seems like it, doesn't it? All right.
Thank you for your support.
All right, Rocco. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Talk to you.